Now the Gemara says on top of it, Tinos Liyacha, but she let her remarry to a second husband. What's going to be Nisus Liyacha? She gets married to a second husband, and again it happens. For all Sodam Machmas Tashra, the Shas, the first Tashra, she saw Adam. Halacha is still Meshameshes Parmi Shoino. Ushni Yeshlishes. She has a right still to live with the husband one, two, and three times. But again, Nikan Vielach, after this, she is also considered Huchsak to see Machmas Tashmish. And therefore, Halacha is learned to Shamashas Shetis Garish. She should not live with the husband anymore, but she has to receive a get. But, Vitinos Aliyacha, she's let her get married to a third husband. And what's going to be now? Nisus Liyachas, she got married to a third husband. And again, Barosa Dam Achmas Tashmish. Still, she sees Dam when she has Tash, when she lives with her husband. So Locher is still Mishameshis Parm Rishon Shniyos Lishis. Even by the third husband, she's still allowed to live one, two, or three times with him. But after that happens, as she sees three times from her third husband even, then the Locher is Mikan Vilach Lo Tishamesh Achetiv Degatzma. She's not allowed to live with anybody anymore until she has to make a bedika first. She has to check herself out. We have to find out what's going on here. Is it the pshat that because of Tashma she really sees Dam Nidus and then she'll be also to live with anybody the rest of her life? Or is it the pshat maybe she has like a marker wound there, or whenever she has Tashma that causes the Dam from the sides to come out that she'll still be Ksuba Tahira? So it says now, Ketzer Bedekas Tatsma. How does she check herself out? Ketzer Bedekas Tatsma. So it says, Mezia Shifoferis, she has to bring like a pipe, like a long pipe, with the Seicha of Machol, and inside there's like a little brush, like a Machol, and Umayich Munach Al Rosha, and the top of it, the top of this brush, the top of this tip of it, they put some soft cotton there, not to scratch and not to make a bleed. And then she pushes it all the way in, and she lets like the cotton touch her Machol, her womb like. And therefore, Nimsa Dam Al Rosh HaMoich, if we find blood on top of the Moich, on top of the cotton, do you do it? Then we know for sure, Shemin HaMoch Hubo. And whenever she has Tashmish, what causes blood is from the Makor. And if so, then she starts also to live with anybody the rest of her life. Because this Bedika is like a Tashmish. When you have an Aver there, like a little lead, a pipe that's growing in, Mamish like the Aver itself. Just here we could tell clearly where exactly the dam comes from. That we only have cotton on the tip, so if the dam is on the tip, we must come in on the core. What's going to be lenim sadam arashay? Let's say we do not find any dam on the tip of it. Then you do it, then we know sheminat stadim ubor, that the reason why she saw dam before was only because of the stadim. There was like a marker wound there. And that's why the dam comes out, and therefore she'll be mutter to live with the husband of her husband. So, of course, the question is then, if this bedika really works, so why even by the first husband then? After she sees three times by the first husband, we should tell her, let her make a bedika by the first husband, stay married to him. Since I come achleikas v'shoinim, that Rashi tells him dying from Rashi, Pierce Bekuntris, that nidhi yishlishis v'elach tishamash adei bedika. And v'loma tiskash, what does she need to get from the first one? And so he says, Mitzvah Lashon from Rashi's Lashon is Mashma, the Yisur Larishon, Afilu Bavadika. That to the first husband, though, there does not have the Bavadika. There, after three times, she has to receive a get. It's only by the third husband that Bavadika helps. Some learn the Pshat is, like in Eitzah Taiva, she should not make a Bavadika after the first husband. Because if she makes the Bavadika and finds that she sees them, then she's called the Raya Machmas Tashma, so she'll be able to get married anymore. So she'd rather off try a second husband and maybe everything will go well by him. Her son said his bedika is not a vadai, therefore the chetchila would rather take a second husband, maybe she won't see dam from him. My co-point with the machlokes, if by the first husband, if she wants to, could she, the other shantai says, no, she could make a bedika by the end, by the first husband. If she doesn't see dam, she'll be mutted him. So the machlokes, if she could be samech on the bedika to stay married with the first husband, her else, like the Gemara says, only by the third husband, then we let her rely on this bedika. Now the Gemara says, V'yim yesh lo maka b'yesu makam, if she knows that she has a wound, even b'yesu makam, even near the makor, she knows she has a wound there, and that's what's causing her to see blood. So then, tell her the makor, so she has a right to say the dam she sees now, not because she's a roya, she's a nida, but rather it's only because it hits the maka, cuts the wound, it causes the dam to come out. So therefore she'll remain terror to her husband. V'yim yesh lo vestis, let's say there's a vestis, a special time when this happens. Rashi says, the kukul azeh, Shayna Raya Kosher, she doesn't see all the time Machvas Tashmish. El Leprokim, it only happens certain times. And Locher is Tayla Bevesta, Meshamesh is Bulei Bedika, Ben Vesta Levesta. Since she has a right to be told that it's only, let's say, every third Sunday that she sees Machvas Tashmish. So only every third Sunday, which should be Yosef, than that the other nights of the week. The Hoya Dama Kosu Mishuni Midam Riyosa. Let's say that the dam that comes out from a wound looks different than the dam that she sees right now. So then, in the tunnel, then we don't have a right to be told, but rather we'll say this dam that comes out, Machmas Tashmish, is not from the wound, but rather it's from a makor, she becomes a nida. For the man is Ishalem, another lochrid and Ish is believed to tell us that Maka Yeshvi the makor, that she has a wound in the makor. She's never to tell us this. Otherwise, it could be the doctor has to tell us this. But this man, the Emma's, no, we even believe her that she could tell us she knows she has a wound there. Shemimeno dam yetzei dibe Rebbe. These are the words of Rebbe. The Rebbe says we believe her that she could tell us that she knows she has a makor. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer dam makor habo min hamakor tomei. You have to know that if the blood that comes out through the makor, through the womb, even though it's dam, not dam nidus, it's down from Makkah there, but still the actual dam itself is tummy. It's called like an avatumah. We'll soon see why. For Rabbi Seinu Idu, but the other Rabbanim say no, al dam ha-makkah, bo min ha-makkah, shehu, tor, no, the blood that comes through the makkah remains tor. That blood is not called an avatumah. So what's the ma'ibina, what's the machlaikas, what's the difference between the two, and what's the machlaikas over here? So what it says, Omer Ulula says, makkah, makkah, may tummy, you give it a difference is, this cloud of Makor Makoyme, whether it's tummy or not, that the Shem Gamliel holds that the dam that goes through the Makor, even though it's not dam nida, but since it goes through the Makor, through the womb, it becomes an avatuma. Therefore, the dam itself is tummy. The Rebbe Seinu holds no, that the Makor is not metama of the blood, only dam nida is an avatuma. The other Gemara says, Shpuferis, how could you put a Shpuferis, a pipe in there to make this bedika? Avguri mifkur lechur, that's going to make us a smiskaracha. It's going to make a bleed because of the pipe of putting it in. So that's not called a good bedika. So Marin says, Omar Shmuel vishfaferah shalev, we're talking about now a smooth pipe made out of lead. Or pia rotzul v'teicha, the tip of it is like bent inwards, that there's no scratching there, there's no points there. Therefore it's all smooth, therefore there wouldn't be a problem from to make this type of a bedika. We're not going to say this is going to cause dam to come out. Oh, Malay Rish Lakish Rav Yechon, Rish Lakish said back to Rav Yechonon, Tetiv Dekatz Mobadiyah Shlishis Shabbat Larishin. Now the Gemara asks this question. Why does the Gemara Bryce say she has to have a guest from the first husband? Let her make a Bedika. After she saw three times the first husband, why does she have to make a Bedika? The Shalom we asked before, this is the Gemara's question. Oh, Malay, the Gemara said back, Rish Lakish answered back and said, no, the Fishen Kolatz Boyish Shabbos. I mean to say, not every Aver is the same way. See, even though she saw by one husband, there's no proof at all to say she'll see by the second husband. So if it's better to let her get married to a second husband, maybe because she won't see. Rashi says, if he's shame called Zbershos, Hashem, Baal Achar, well, you won't have to make a bdikah altogether. And therefore, it's mutter together get from the first one and to massacre herself completely. That's what Rashi learns. Oh, Malay, he still asks for Shlokish. Oh, Malay, the Tidzik Atzma, be a Rishonish, Shabbat Shlishis. Listen, like once she lived with, she began married to a third husband, a third one, and by the first bia, she had a tashmish, so was she's a huchsuk to see, tashmish, she's huchsuk, call out to boys, like three different men lived with her, and she saw dam, so right away she should be huchsuk to see dam. So why do you have to wait to the third bia to make a bdika? We should have to make the bdika right after the first bia. So more says no, but for Yishen Kol HaKoich HaShavis, the Peshat is even by the third husband, he lived with her once, it's not Mukhav that the way he lived with her now will happen a second time. Like every time he has Tashmish, the Aver goes in, it goes in a little differently. So it has to happen three times that she sees Dam, then she's called a Roya Machas Tashmish. Otherwise, we say, Ein Kol HaKoich HaShavis. So if it's only after three men and three times each one that she's a huchfik now she'll always see, and now the only answer for to live with another man is, or else the third husband is to make this bedika. Mor says, oh, he, it was a lady, the Yasoy Lekamidom, she came in front of Rebbe. Oh, Malay, so he said to her, Li Avdon, he said to his Avdon, She said to this person, Avdon, Zil Diyoso, go and scare her. So Ozal Avdon went, the boss, so he scared her, and Venofu Mimeno Charoras Dam, like a cloud of dam came out of her. On the river, Rebbe said, Soishno Nisra Poizois, that this lady is healed up, but this was the cloud of blood that was causing her to see always. Therefore, from now on, she doesn't have to be afraid, it should be a Roya Machmas Tashmish. Hayi Yisa saw there was a lady, Diyasola, came with a Mashmuel. She came in front of Mashmuel. Same question, that she was a Roya Machmas Tashmish. So Omalei the Rav Dima Bar Yosef, he told Rav Dima Bar Yosef, Zil Biyasa, go and scare her. Ozal, he went, the boss, and he scared her. V'loinofu memeno, v'loinidi, nothing came out of her though. No cloud of dam came out of her. So Mashmuel, Shmuel said, Yishno Zu, this lady, Memalo, she is full of blood like V'nefetzasi, and it spills out, Peshas Tashmas. And V'chol Ramalo, V'nefetzas, Emel Tzakona, there's no way to cure her, but we have to be afraid whenever she's in the Tashmas, she's in the Sea Dam. So therefore she's also to live with, she's also to have Tashmas. Ha'hi di Asur l'kaim to Rabbi Yechanan, it was a lady that came in front of Rabbi Yechanan. So Cholaimus Devi Solik Mitzvilas Mitzvah, whenever she came back from going to the Mikvah, from Mitzvilas Mitzvah, Hebe Kochad Yidam, on the way home, she would see Dam, she'd become a Nidra again. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yechanan said, Shema Dimas Irecha Olsa Becho, like may the people are jealous upon you. Rashi says, Benois Ircha, the other girls of the city, Shai Miskanas, they're jealous about you, that the love you have between you and your husband, so therefore, like this iron arai is causing you to become an Ida. So he told the was, Lechi viboilelei agabi enor. Go and go down to Tashmish, and have to go down to the mikvah by the Nor, and have, let your husband be there and have Tashmish there before you come back, so before the iron arai shall look upon you. In other words, before they start talking the gossip, have the Tashmish there by the Nor. Ikadiyami, some said this is what Rabbi Yechanan said to her. Omar Rabbi Yechanan said to her, Tigla lechavrasecha, go tell your friends what's happening to you. In other words, like the same way they're going to be jealous upon you. One side to look at it is they're jealous the way Gerlo is nice with your husband, but if you tell them what happens to you, they'll look at the other side now that they won't have to be jealous of you. They'll see that you have problems, and because of the problems you have, they will not give you an ayin hara, and therefore you will not become an Ida. Vikadiyamri, some said, this is what Rabbi Yechanan meant to tell her. Vikadiyamri, Omalor, Rabbi Yechanan said like this, Goli lechavrasech, go tell your friends what happened. Ki heched de leboi yalech rach, in order they should daven for you. The Tanya, we learn like this, the Pasuk says, V'tome, tome yikro. Pasuk says, what, tome, tome yikro, you become tome. So we dash in that, Sorech liyadiyah tarwa lerabim, you have to notify the rabbin your problems. And therefore, the rabbin, the vakshim, all of rachmim, and the rabbin, the community, will daven for you. It's kedai to tell people about your problems, in order that tefillah should help for you. So here also, he told her, tell the people around what's happening to you, in order they should daven for you, and that will cure you. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, you should not have a yuvda, what's happened, but what's happened in the case of Pabadisa, the yasasa, and she became healed. No, she told her neighbors what happened to her, and they started to daven for her, and she became healed. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yudah Marav, Hiskin Rabbi Besodais, Rabbi was Mesakin Besodais in the fields, means that's the corner that he made. The Rav was Mesakin in this place called Sodais, that Rosso Yemech of Anisha sees one day dam, Salochris Teshev Shishavu. She has to wait 7 days. So she has to wait the one day she sees now and another 6 days. That's the din b'diraisa, Anisha's tummy for 7 days. What's going to be Shnana? So Anisha sees 2 days in a row. So then Teshev Shishavu, he made her wait another 6 days and this first day. Because if to say maybe the first day was still part of the Yud Aleph Yomim, only the second day was the beginning of Nida. So he made away another like 6 days plus these two. Shleisha, let's say Nisha saw 3 days in a row. Then we have to be cautious, maybe that she's a Zova. Maybe this was during the Yud Aleph Yomim, and therefore the din is Teshev Shiva Nikim, she's a she, she's a way to Zayin Nikim. Omer Rav Zera says, the nice Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael hechmiru alatzmon, they made a special chumra upon themselves, hechmiru alatzmon, that shafilu royos tipas dam gechal, even if they see a small amount of dam, mamas like a mustard seed, still yosheves aleo shivan akiyim, she should wait for it, zainakiyim, she has to become Torah completely, she needs zainakiyim. Then this is the chumra that we know it's Reb Zeir's chumra, that again, that Omer Reb Zeir, Bnei Yisrael, Chmiru Alasim, Shafilu Reb Zeir, Tam Chadu, Shemas Allah, Shemas Nekiyim, that no matter how much, even though they only see one time in a small amount of dam, still they have a din as if there was Zavah that they have to have, Zayin Kim, 7 days after Tehs Bar, that they do not see at all. Adab Re Rav Le Rav Shmuel, that Rav like was taking a walk with Rav Shmuel, Fedorish and Adarshan, and they said Allah like this, Kosh Shoshna Yamin, if she was having labor pains for 2 days, or lishlishi the third day, appealing she had a miscarriage, so the din is teishev shivanikim, she has din like a zova, and she has to wait zainikim, mikra din, is not asked Reb Zeir's chumra. Why? Because kesavri he holds in kishalun nefalim, that since she had a miscarriage, so the labor pains she had the last 2 days are not really called machmas of vlad, and therefore she's not tor machmas adin zova. And v'yesh p'sichas akev b'loy dam, since there was a p'sichas akev, the womb opened up, he held it's impossible for not to open up unless dam comes out. So therefore she saw the third day, and these were joined Yud Aleph Yomim, therefore she has a din of a zava. Oh, malei rav papa l'rova, rav papa said back to rova, ma'ir, what do you have to say, kosher shoshne yomim, that she had labor pains for 2 days, afilu mashu b'yam, even if she sees a drop of dam, also say malacha. Because we just learned to Amr Abzer, Abzer says that you know, B'nai Yisrael HaChmur Al-Atzman, that B'nai Yisrael made a chumur upon themselves, that the Dini Shafilu Roy Yisrael HaChmur, even though they see a small amount of dam, Shafilu Roy Yisrael HaChmur Al-Atzman, is Yosheva Zaleh Shiva Nekiyim. She has to sit on it, Zayin Nekiyim. So, what do you have to say? Because she saw 3 days, even no matter how small amount of dam, we have this chumur. So Amalei said back to him, Amina l'choi yisur, I'm telling you mikir adin, that's the lacha midirai, that's the lacha. V'yata matim and hagu, you're telling me somehow that noig, has only called b'nei yisrael z'achmira, they made a midir l'chumra. Heichad l'yachm r'achm, heichad l'yachm l'yachm, it's told him in hagin. In that matim, if they're makabal the minig, very good, they got l'chumra. If they're not makabal the minig, they don't have to go l'chumra. Omar Rava, Rava says, Tavu l'inose, what's going to be a man proposes to his wife to get married, and she agrees to get married, so after she agrees, she has to have Zainikim. We have to be afraid, Machmas Chemda, since this desire to get married, like when he agrees, she may see Dam because of that. So you have to be Choshed, if she saw Dam now, Bishash, she was Mafai, she accepted it, and therefore, as if she saw Dam now, so to Chumra Reb Zeirah, she has to wait Zainikim. What happened was, the Gemara says now, Ravina, Asik le lebrei, they Rav Chanina. Ravina, he was like Isaac in marrying off his son, they Rav Chanina, but Rav Chanina. Omalei, so he said like this, so Ravina said to Rav Chanina, Sovul amal nichtav ksub le arbayam, are you going to have the ksub finished in 4 days? Omalei, and he said yes. Kimot le abo, when it came the 4th day, not the radabo achrin, he went another 4 days. And then Yaakov Shiva Yoyma, he made a wait another 7 days, Basuhu Yoyma. After the day that they accepted to get married, after Nespaisum, Rosh is Basuhu Yoyma, Shnespaisum, Nasa, he made a wait another 7 days. So Amalei, so Ravina said to him, my hi, how come? What are you making us wait another 7 days for? Amalei, he said back to him, Lesovlamar, don't you hold, Lehod the Rover, that the Rover says, that the Yoma Rover says, Tavu Linose, if you propose to your wife to get married, Finispice and she accepted, is three chalesha shibakim, she has to have Zainakim now, you have to be afraid, maybe she sees Dam. Omalei said back then, Ema Diyama Rav, I know that Allah, but when does Rav say that Allah of Gabela? If the girl is a Gabela, she's over an hour already. The Kachosa Dam, she saw Dam already once. So now, Bashat Chemda, we're afraid she'll see again. I will hear my daughter's Bekatano, to Lechazi Dam, she never saw Dam yet. Niyama, maybe Rav never said his Alachom, that Tavu Linasa, she'll have to wait another 7 days. Omalei, Ruchlina said back to him, no, Omalei, Yishna, Befeir, Shama, Rabba, Rabba said clearly, that Loishna, Gedoyla, Loishna, don't not come in the way, she's a Gedoyla, Loishna, Katana. Gedoyla, tell him, what's the reason why she's a Gedoyla? That we make her wake, Sayin, Ikiyim, because Mishum, Dimechamdo, Since she has chemna, she has desire to get married, so that may cause her to see blood. If so, ketana nami, even though she's a ketana, she never saw yet, but it could be mechamda, she has taiva, she has desire to get married, that may cause her to see dam. Omar Rava, Rava says, Isha.